Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And hello to our listeners up there in Kentucky. We hope that you're faring well with the situation you're in, and help is on the way, ladies and gentlemen. Help is on the way. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, and that's everybody, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Where if you can't hear us any other way, you can go right there and click on the Listen Live link, and boom, voila. There we are. All right, Denise Simon, followingscode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a caller that just called in, and I'm going to get him right on the line here real quick. It's Mike in Clearwater. Okay, Mike, what's your question for Denise?
Good morning, Captain. Denise, always a pleasure to speak to you.
Good morning.
So we have the Russians that are waiting in the wings to attack Crimea. Ukraine. Ukraine. Then we have the Chinese that they're waiting in the wings to attack Taiwan. And Biden goes to both of them and says, you better not do that, because if you do, there's going to be consequences. And they're like, ooh, we're scared, we're shivering in our, you know, every time this man gets up there and in front of any kind of world event, he makes us look like idiots. You know, we're the laughing stock of the world. He knows damn well that he's not going to do anything about anything. Trump, on the other hand, took out Soleimani. Now, I'm not a fan of Obama, but I will give President Obama credit. He took out Osama bin Laden. But I'm reminded this is just like how it was back when President Clinton was in office and he was messing with Monica Lewinsky. We were the laughing stock of the whole world back then. We're also the laughing stock of the world now, because this man can get up there and make all the threats he wants, but at the end of the day, he's not going to do a damn thing about anything. And I want to know what your thoughts on that are, Denise. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, Denise, it's kind of funny that he mentioned that, because you and I were talking off air about General Wesley Clark coming out and mentioning that Tucker Carlson was wrong on both Putin and the Ukraine.
I think he is, too. Tucker gets a lot of things right, but he's been, whenever there's a chance of some kind of military conflict, for whatever reason of the military conflict, Tucker takes the complete opposition view. So I don't think he's right on his stance by a long stretch when it comes to Ukraine. But that's my opinion, and Tucker has his. So we are where we are with this, but is the Biden administration going to do anything when it comes to Ukraine? No. I think that they're actually even, there's a possibility that they're going to ask Ukraine to actually cede some territory to Russia. And I hardly even know where to begin with this. I'm surprised that the leadership of NATO hasn't gone to this White House and said, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Because if for nothing else, we need to put Ukraine in NATO. And I don't understand why there's such a hesitation to do that.
Mm-hmm.
This administration, when it comes to some kind of military possibilities, they say, you know, nothing is off the table. Well, that doesn't really mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm disappointed that we can't be more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that there was a threat of is taking Russia out of the SWIFT banking system.
Yeah.
That would hurt, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to remember that Russia and China don't like each other,
uh-huh.
but that doesn't mean they don't cooperate with each other, because they do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a delicate balance. I will absolutely concede that point, but that doesn't mean that we have to put our tail between our legs, and I think we clearly are.
Now, did you hear what Russia did on Monday in the UN? All right, I'll tell you what it is. I kind of hit you cold turkey on this. Russia vetoed the UN resolution on climate change.
Oh, that's not me.
I'm telling you. I wonder what Biden and the boys are thinking about that.
Well, look, when it comes to climate change, our adversaries are not bothering this nonsense. There's
nope.
a bigger agenda, and we're being sucked up into it, including all the things that are in the Build Back Better
yep.
bill.
Yep.
So, I mean, and what is it they're going to change? We're all going to have to drive electric vehicles?
That's where they're going. I know. Give me a break. All right, hold on, folks. We'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And we got plenty to talk about, so don't go anywhere. We shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind. You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, in this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, with my good friend and compadre and extraordinaire contributor, Denise Simon. See, I got all the good points in there. Is brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. And remember, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, can get you coverage for about anything that you own. Now, here's the deal, okay? If you go to the website, you can find out who your agent is, get all the information there, but you can also get a rate quote over there. Not only will they give you a rate quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, but also for the motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV that you own. And here's where you save the money. When you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance into the policy. Combine everything together, and that will save you the money. So, go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com for more, and see how much money you can save. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have our, how'd you like that little stuff I tossed in there?
Good job.
Yeah,
good
yeah. Good job. Okay, I do believe we've got Elliot on the line. Now, let me see here. Is this you, Elliot?
Yes, it is.
All right, before you say anything, I got an email from somebody named Jim. I'm not going to mention his last name. He spoke up and he said, you need to run for Congress against Kathy Castor in Florida District 14. They need you, and he would stand up and support you.
Well, blessings goes out to that person. Thank you, Captain.
And he's a veteran too, by the way.
Oh yeah, yeah. And I'm a military diehard fan.
Yep.
Bless him. Yeah, bless him. It have to be something I have to consider.
Okay, well go ahead.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Captain, look, if you can give me 60 seconds, mm-hmm. I'd like to address Joe Manchin this morning. Joe Manchin, America. Joe Manchin is Washington's top clown, with an aging frown turned upside down. Check him out. I ask the Lord to forgive me, but I never have hated an American president as much as I dislike Joe and Hunter Biden. Now, Joe Manchin represent. This is not a fight between the Hatfields and the McCoys, but for light of the American way.
Mm-hmm.
You have the facts before you that your colleagues lied to America and the world. The Green New Deal is over $5 trillion. This would cost America in a free, I'm sorry, this would cast America in a free fall of uncertainty. Now, all of you who are on board in America, we ask West Virginians to put insurmountable pressure on Joe Manchin's office. Let him know we are not demon devils. We are one body Americans who love America. Thank you, Captain. Thanks, Denise. Have a great day.
All right. And you know, Elliot, they actually are. I mean, they are putting definite pressure on Manchin.
Yeah, he gets called to the White House quite often to have discussions with the legislative liaisons.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the tired going on there. Out of Build Back Better, they have stripped some things out to try and appease Joe Manchin. But as things, as days go on, things get worse and worse and worse than what's in this bill. And the big thing about this is there's amnesty in there, and
yeah,
it's only about when it comes to jobs and support and whatnot. It's only for unions and union operations, mm-hmm, across the country. And it makes China, puts China in a much stronger global position because it weakens us. I wish somebody in this White House press corps would just turn around and say, has Biden or anybody really read or understand all the things that are in this bill?
Mm-hmm.
And if the answer to that is yes or no, he still loses. Because they're pushing something that they don't know what's in it. And yes, that means that this cat, Biden and his entire White House, his administration, I should say, would support stuff that's in this bill. So either way, he loses.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing really goes for the infrastructure bill. So, yeah.
Well, I don't doubt it.
America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't doubt it.
It diminishes America. And you know, Biden's not running this administration. It all comes down to a handful of other people, including Susan Rice and Ron Klain.
Eric Holder.
He's not in the administration. He's out doing redistricting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's answering to somebody. He's part of the thing, I think. All right, we have another caller. Let's go over here real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain. It's James in Clearwater.
What's up?
Didn't Russia have about 150,000 troops on the border of Ukraine?
Yeah. No, it's about 75,000 to 80,000, but they may have more than that in the not too distant future.
Like 134,000.
Mm-hmm.
134. Well, when we invaded Normandy, we had 156,116, according to History Channel. If you think that they're going to put all those people on the border and not invade, you got another thing coming.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Fair enough.
Is that your comment?
That's it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead, Denise.
We are, I would say, we're at the moment not in a position to take on some kind of a military conflict to defend Ukraine for several reasons, militarily, I should say, one least of which is Biden himself.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have some other partners here, some other NATO partners, and I'm not sure that we have any NATO partners that would necessarily join us. But I don't think that we've got the mentality, the military mentality, to know necessarily what to do when it comes to war planning and war gaming out of the Pentagon. So I think we would have to do several other things if there's going to be some kind of a potential military conflict. And the one big thing would be electronic warfare.
Mm-hmm.
And hybrid warfare, meaning we would do some cyber stuff to knock out communications and so forth. So I don't think it would be, you know, some kind of a ground war. I don't think we're going to be in any kind of a ground war condition anymore if there's going to be some kind of a military conflict. But whatever it is, I don't think we have the will to do this if there's something to be done. And I don't think our NATO partners do either. That's a sad situation. I think Putin is in the driver's seat on this one.
Well, I've seen some polls that talk about the American people not supporting anything over there because they don't want to get in another war.
Well, we don't get a choice.
Mm-hmm. I know we don't, but I've seen the polls.
What do we stand for then? What I mean, look what we did in World War II and in Korea and Vietnam, and I mean, what do we stand for? Desert Storm 1. Do we just allow these tyrannical governments to, you know, take over sovereign territory of another country for gain of what? Of energy, petroleum.
Yeah, they're after the pipelines.
And then guess who's paying attention? China.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't do anything with Russia, then China's going to go, oh, well, the United States is a paper tiger, and so is NATO.
Taiwan, here we come.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely,
at a minimum.
You're absolutely right. But again, General Wesley Clark has a different idea about all this, which is kind of interesting. I don't necessarily agree with everything that Wesley Clark has said in the past. But
no, I don't either.
But he did kind of lead one to think that maybe we weren't going to do much of anything here. And whatever we were going to do wasn't going to be anything to speak about anyway, because he agrees with you that we aren't going to do anything. And I agree with that, too. We're not.
Yeah.
We're just going to sit there and watch it happen.
That's all right.
Yep. That's a shame. All right, well, let's see. Well, here comes the music, so I'm out of stuff here. But anyway, we left a lot on the table to be discussed tonight, I'm sure. So don't go anywhere. Have yourself a great day, and I'll see you later. All righty, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check her out, and we're going to let Ron Edwards take us to break this time.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Residents of Kentucky counties where tornadoes killed dozens of people could be without heat, water, or electricity as the toll of damage and deaths came into clearer focus in five states. One of the hardest hit was Mayfield, Kentucky.
Mayfield, we've never been through anything like this. We weren't ready for it. We weren't prepared for it. Everything's gone. Our city is dead. Mayfield's dead. And we're just trying to bring it back to life.
America has never before seen a year like 2021 in the House of Representatives, and not only because of the January 6th incident. Early in February, Republicans warned Democrats that dire consequences would follow their unprecedented decision to remove newly elected Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican of Georgia, from two committee assignments as punishment for statements she made in years past. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News. On the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this is our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at. We'll give you the phone number, but the website is NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Check it out while you listen to them tell you about themselves.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the telephone number to call to ask to take the tour, which is what I suggest anybody does that's interested in the National Aviation Academy, you pick the campus you want to go to. You either want to go to the Clearwater, Florida installation, right across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're over across the bay in Clearwater. Or you want to go to Concord, Massachusetts, which is located just outside the city limits of Boston. But whichever one you choose, here's the number to call and set up a tour. Ask to take the tour. The number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up and ask to take the tour. Now, when you do that, you'll be able to talk to some students, talk to some faculty, and talk to the people that handle these student loans. Now, obviously, if you're a veteran, especially a post 9/11 veteran, you will have GI Bill benefits that will pretty much cover everything and probably will cover everything there for you. But you'll be able to find out what the process is. They'll help you with that. And if you're a pre-9/11, you may or may not have benefits. They'll be able to help you with that. And if you don't have all your benefits, then you get a student loan like the civilians would do. So there you go. But that's NAA.edu on the website, NAA.edu. And the telephone number to ask to take the tour, 800-659-2080. That's again, that number, 800-659-2080. And either Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts, asked to take the tour. Now, the U.S. and its allies are stepping up their efforts to counter the Islamic State group in Africa as U.S. forces have wound down their combat role against ISIS in Iraq, and they will now be shifting their focus to Africa, where there is a buildup of ISIS and, of course, Boko Haram and, of course, other elements there loyal to ISIS and Al-Qaeda, that ilk that seems to be over there in Africa thriving at the moment. So the anti-ISIS coalition will be operating out of Africa as the Iraqi combat mission now ceases. Now, the Army's Criminal Investigation Division is dramatically reducing the number of military special agents within its ranks over the next 6 years as the organization revamps under its first civilian director, according to a leaked report that was submitted to the Army Times. Now, also, a single top secret American strike cell played an outsized role in the tens of thousands of bombs and missiles that were launched against the ISIS groups in Syria. We're now finding out about that. And, of course, they're concerned about the civilian deaths that mounted as the secret U.S. unit pounded the Islamic State. We'll see how that works out. Now, the Army Corps of Engineers presented his plan to flush and filter the contaminated water system at a virtual town hall via Facebook Live on the installation in Hawaii. Now, we've also found out that toxic water consumes the daily lives of many of the Hawaii military veterans that are there on the base with no end in sight. And that's not good at all. And they believe jet fuel leaked into the water supply, which is why they have the problem they do. We'll see. Now, refugee aid groups in Washington are now overwhelmed by the Afghan caseloads. After scaling back operations during the Trump era, resettlement groups are now scrambling to keep up with the Afghan caseload as U.S. military bases prepare to release thousands more evacuees by February of next year into the United States. Now, the curious case of a map and a disappearing Taiwan minister were mentioned at a U.S. democracy summit. Now, a video feed of a Taiwanese minister was cut during U.S. President Joe Biden's Summit for Democracy last week after a map in her slide presentation showed Taiwan in a different color to China, which claims the island as its own. Also, a source familiar with the matter, however, said that there are other options. I don't know what those options are. Now, despite appeals from the Ukraine, the Biden administration is holding back additional military aid. They did give them some small weapons and arms and some ammunition, beans and bullets, basically, recently. That's about it. That's about all they're going to give them at the moment. As those U.S. small arms and ammo arrived into Ukraine, as the Pentagon details the troops that they sent there to train the country's military, part of a $60 million security assistance package between the Ukraine and the U.S. And again, that's going on right now. Now, also, the new national defense strategy will be the recognition that we have to compete only where it makes sense, according to a senior Pentagon official. That may, in fact, be what's going on here in the Ukraine, why we're not just jumping in with 2 feet. That may be the reason. It doesn't make sense to the Pentagon. Just saying, don't know, but could be. And Congress would get a window into pleas from allies to the Biden administration not to change policy on the use of nuclear weapons under language in the new compromise defense policy bill. Congress would have more of a voice. Let's not forget that an Air Force lieutenant's cooling apparatus for body armor, an armored vehicle safety system built by 3 enlisted soldiers, and an algorithm to predict a building's internal layout from an Army lieutenant captured a Fort Bragg Innovation Panel's attention this week as they were looking for innovation in the annual Army's Innovation Contest. Sounds kind of interesting to me. Now, the United States warship USS Winston Churchill, Commander Lucien Kintz, is the first officer in the Navy ousted for failing to comply with the mandatory COVID-19 vaccine policy. Meantime, you probably heard on the news about the 27 Air Force people that were let go from the Air Force. By the way, the Navy's USS Savannah, the new Navy combat ship, will be commissioned in early 2022 right there in Savannah. How about that? And the USS Connecticut, remember that, the submarine that hit something under the sea? The attack submarine USS Connecticut pulled into San Diego, California, after transiting the Pacific Ocean on the surface due to camouflage from a collision to the South China Sea. It was not steaming under its own power. It was towed there. All right, more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Chris Markowski 2 coming up right after these messages. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. In this portion of the broadcast, my comment and segment with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, it's got some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel fantastic on my bad back. Now, I also want everybody to know that Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Now, your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program, which is for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you some more money along the way, too. They'll tell you when you tell them that. All right, Mr. Watchdog, Chris Markowski. How you doing, sir?
Good morning.
Is it cold up there?
Not too bad.
Okay, because you got weather coming your way in about 2 or 3 days. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but it looks like that area that got hit with the tornadoes might get hit with some rain, which is not going to be good for the people with no roofs.
Oh, no, that's well, listen, I think a lot of those houses are you know, probably, you know, teardowns at this point in time from what I saw, and they're going to have to start from scratch. I don't really think there's much you're going to be able to do with what they have left. It looks like a bomb went off there. It's just unbelievable.
200-mile stretch looks just like that. All right, well, the Economist YouGov poll taken prior to last week's release of the Consumer Price Index, the CPI, showed that 53% of Americans say the economy is getting worse. Now, just 15% say the economy is getting better. Meanwhile, inflation is at the heart of the economic concerns, with 56% of Americans saying that inflation is the most serious problem, and another 27% say that it's somewhat serious, and only 9% say that it's a mild problem, while 2%, they're in the fog because they don't think it's a problem at all.
Well, listen, I mean, we have major issues with the economy, and again, you know, we're in a box. You know, they always talk about the Fed having a myriad of different tools to deal with things. Not really. You can't, you know, with inflation, you can't raise rates at the rates that are necessary to deal with this. It would obviously destroy our budget here, and it would throw everything into disarray. I mean, they would have to absolutely redo all the CBO stuff and everything that's going on. This is why this week is very concerning. And, you know, not enough attention is being kept played is the fact that Biden wants to push this Build Back Better plan through.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is a lot of spending that we just cannot afford. And if the Fed has to raise rates because of inflation, that debt is going to cost us a lot more.
Yeah. Now let's go to the telephone line. I think I know who this is. We have a caller. I believe it's Mike in Clearwater. Okay, what's your question for the Watchdog?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning. I have a question. The last time we had inflation like this was during the Carter administration.
40 years ago.
Right. And it didn't start to taper off and get back to normal until President Reagan came back in. So, Chris, my question to you is, are we going to have to put up with this for the next 3 years until President Trump or DeSantis or whoever the Republican person is going to come into the White House in 2024. I have a feeling this is going to be a way of life for at least the next 3 years until we can get these clowns out and get a brand new administration in. So what do you think, sir? Thank you so much.
Okay. Let me try to answer that first, Chris, and then I'll let you go for it. Number one, the president doesn't do anything when it comes to legislation. It's the Congress, the House and the Senate. We have to take control back of the House and the Senate if we can do it. Certainly the House, which was where the purse strings for the country are at, but the House and the Senate, if we took control of that, that would neutralize the situation. Your turn.
Well, listen, more than that, too, when it comes to inflation, it's a monetary issue. It's the amount of money that's being printed that's out there, and it's just it's extraordinary, and it's also due to all of this ridiculous spending and bills that have come forward from, you know, was a $1.9 trillion American Recovery Act, whatever that was, ARA, that Biden passed when he first came in.
Right.
And stimulus package, now you got this. It's just, it flooded the country with money. And if you look at your local papers, local governments don't even know how to spend the money that they have. You know, school boards are so flush with cash. What are we going to build next? They don't have any idea what to do with it. It is a monetary issue. Inflation started prior to the Reagan years. So you can go back all the way to Nixon, they changing the inflation, the way that they measured inflation. It was throughout the 1970s and then into almost 1982, into Reagan's term, where Volcker really, was when he raised rates really, really tamped the thing down. I don't see how that's possible. We're going to have a major change in how we spend money here in this country and really, you know, stop flooding the entire, you know, country with cash, because that's the issue. It's just way too much cash that's out there with no place to go.
Now, 450 groups are pressing the Senate to pass the spending bill by Christmas, but Joe Manchin is sitting there so far, being strong, along with, it looks like, John Tester of Montana's part of this with Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema.
We'll see. I mean, From what I hear, they're putting the full court press on.
They are.
We'll see. People, I don't think everybody fully recognizes this. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. No one's really doing that good of a job right now, at least major media figures, where we miss, you know, really miss Limbaugh when it comes to stuff like this. Just how bad this is when it comes to a change in the country. They pass Build Back Better. It's going to fundamentally change the country the way that Obama fundamentally changed the country, the way that the Great Society programs changed the country. It's going to further tilt it to the left. You're going to have more entitlement programs out there, more people expecting more from the government, which has traditionally been not what this country has been all about. That's what could be voted on this week.
By the way, Joe Manchin made a comment yesterday about all of this. He said the Democrats should prioritize and curb the cost of the $2 trillion bill and roll it back even further.
Roll it back? I don't know why he keeps talking about this rolling back. How about just get rid of it, you know, altogether?
That's what I do.
Back. It's patently absurd. You push anything back. There's nothing good here. I mean, you're starting more entitlement programs, more handouts and giveaways. That's healthy for the country. We're heading in the right direction, but we need to get more people in this country on welfare. I mean, it's patently absurd.
Okay, I got a question here from Jamie, and Jamie is in Baldwinsville, New York, up the road a bit from you. Jamie is saying, ask Mr. Watchdog if he believes the runaway consumer prices will complicate the Democrats' agenda and make our hopes for winning in the midterms much better.
Okay, I think it's hitting everybody right now. We'll see what's going to happen in the midterms because, again, they passed Build Back Better. One of the things in Build Back Better is extending the child tax credit. And you can run on the fact saying, hey, listen, Republicans want to take away your monthly check that we're now sending you, and we want to extend it. They don't want to. Vote for us. Oh, how about we get student loans? Vote for us. There's a lot of tricks up the Democrats' sleeve to get themselves reelected. But let's be honest, Matt. I mean, your caller is asking about our hopes for winning. What are you going to win? I mean, what are we going to win? What have Republicans done? Okay? They could have stopped when it came to the debt ceiling. They let the Democrats get through with this stuff. They're just about as they're silent, for crying out loud. They're not going to do anything to fight this stuff.
You are so right, my friend. And here comes the music, and that means I got to go, and I will talk to you tomorrow morning. So have yourself a great day. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the place to go. And I will be right back. Ron Edwards coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.